May 20th, 2012. It's Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Pedro show. Well, actually not in Pedro. As I speak to you, I am in the region known as Andalusia, the country of Spain, and the city of Seville. And I've been here a few days now. I did the gig with Stooges last night at Territory of Seville Festival. I think that's what it was called. Very intense gig. You can read about it. I have the diary up page. Yeah, Territorials Festival. I think it was their 15th one. I should say what we just played. Started the show off with John Coltrane doing his first version of Crescent and Exotico by Suaka after that. Yeah, Crescent. I was thinking of Crescent because his first wife, Naima, was Muslim. And this area was more Moorish people from Morocco and stuff for 500 years, starting in the early 700s. So it's trippy bland. Like, day before yesterday, I hoofed over to, they got a huge old town here. And I hoofed on over to this old palace called the Alcazar. And, it was started by the Moor people. And then the Reconquista, I think it's called, the Christian people, came and, took over the payments. And then there was the Renaissance things. I think they built on this thing for 500 years after it got started in the 11th century. So it's a trippy mix. It's an incredible place. I went to St. Mary's too, went all around it and stuff. And Torre de Oro, the gold tower. It's trippy. The tale here is actually on this pert near an island. There's one place where it does connect, but there's a river here. Yeah, there's important history about Seville. You know, for 100 years they had like the monopoly on the New World stuff. In fact, the Nina de Pinta, Santa Maria. Well, that guy. They call him, they spell it C-O-L-O-N here. So, yeah, Mr. Colon, he's buried in that St. Mary's Church. But anyway, for 100 years they had the monopoly. So, intense history. Just regarding the Christian and the Muslim, Europe, Africa thing, but also with the New World, the Americas, all the way to the Philippines and stuff, you know. In fact, tomorrow I'm going to hoof to the Arquivo de Indias. I think I had to butcher the Spanish bad enough like that, but they've got, you know, all the paperwork and stuff from those voyages, and I'm just all curious. Of course, you know, the reality was there was a lot of hurt and stuff. You can't ignore that, but this is kind of like primary source stuff where you can, although I can't really read 600-700-year-old Spanish. Even modern Spanish is difficult for my stupid self. But, you know, I try my hardest. Yeah, it's called, I went by the building, you know, because it's right there by the Alcazar and St. Mary's. But I'm going to go in it and spend some time there. General Archive of the Indies. Let's just say in English. Okay. I also want to climb up the Giralda. The Giralda was a minaret. This is what they did, you know. It was a minaret, and then they turned it into a Christian bell tower. And I think it's 340 feet up or something, but you get a view of the town. So I'm going to hobble my way up that thing, however long it takes. I get a view of the thing, the town. Let's see, before I embarrass myself anymore, let's play some more music. So this is from the new Bob Pollard album.
$20,000. She screamed. Not one of those Fay Wray screams, but a quiet, lover scream. She screamed. She tried to bite my hand, the palm of which was spidered up over her face. As my fingers dug in, I had a finger for each eye and a thumb for under her chin. It was like I was grabbing a bowling ball. If she were an animal, this biting might work. It was funny. But she was not an animal. In fact, she was not interesting to me at all. Because mostly what she was stupid. I believe she was probably good at some things. Things having to do with making money. As this place that she was now falling to the floor in was acquitted well and with some measure of style, but here I was. And that probably wasn't good. That I was here. And she fell to the floor like a New Year's Eve streamer, trying to work her way loose from my hands, but it did not work. Or at the very least, she did not get away. She went into the 5 stages of negotiation, desperate pleading offers, as so often happened between women and men. I was offered her flesh, which did not interest me. I mean, I see them all in gas stations and supermarkets and on sidewalks, cracked and lined and full of a human gracelessness. And I can see their futures on their palms, on their faces. Now, on the top of a head that was offering me all kinds of outlandish excess. She offered me $60,000 to do to Lou what she imagined I was going to do to her. I could barely hear her now. Barely. She was only at stage 3, and I was thinking about what I would do afterward. And as I draped the ligature with my free hand, apart of her neck, I heard her say the most shocking and almost amazing thing ever. In moments like this, people confuse time, tense, placement, and location. She might have thought that I was someone I wasn't. She might have imagined me to be someone. Whatever it was that caused these words to be the words that were best and most readily spoken also caused me the role place.
Watt from Pedro Show. Started off that chunk there with some brand new Bob Pollard. Tune called Science Magazine. And then we heard In My Curiosity by Eugene S. Robinson and Philippe Petit. Philippe Marseille there, where I was 8 or 9 days ago, huh? And then we heard, now I've played everything from the new Light album. That was called Arch. And, of course, Nobuyuki taking his crew and experimenting. Then Invenzione number 4 by Neo. Respect to Manuel and his brothers there, Fratelli. And finally, Bigfoot by Tubax, another Italiano band that's being bold with the fierce pioneer spirit that I dig. Yeah, so I have to say, my work bringing me to these pads, very, very grateful, very fortunate that I got to, that I get to experience this stuff. Now, we were going to go to the Canary Islands for a festival there Thursday, but it got scissored. Like 50 bands, huge thing. And for a makeup thing, we're going to go take the train to Madrid and play Thursday. I'll come back Friday. And then that's all for Stooges till the end of June. And we started up again for some intense touring over here. I got a lot of stuff to do. Obviously, Mr. Jim's record I did with him, Black Gang, Autumn record. I might get to see the Taramelos guy. Now, maybe not see him play, but they're in the middle of like a 54 gig Europe tour, and I just got word from their bass man Nathan that they might be in Madrid. Man, those are some beautiful brothers. But it reminds me of Nick. Got something coming with him, Nels Klein and Greg from Deerhoof. And then I'm going to try this ambient thing, too, with a man named David, who's David Gerard, has invited me on something. It don't want to sound like I'm badge buffing. Let's hear some more music.
I walk you home in the cold rain. To you I sing, we laugh the same. And you are my soul, and I to make you whole. I love your scent stuck on my sheets. I breathe you in, delicate sweet. And you warm my soul, and I make you whole. I walk you home in the cold rain. Together we'll sing, we sing the same. And you warm my soul, and I make you whole. And you warm my soul, and I make you whole. We'll be right back.
Seems like all over again to me. Ants trapped among the killer bees. When will they art like music again? Waking for the earth to freeze. Some slake too deep on public trust. Uninvent winds that used to gust. But they're trained to steal the sky. Sharing air and rain must be a must. We shine instant truth from answer brains. Ride into the future on idea planes. Buy fruit from wrestling with the ground. Trying to earn respect from the unexplained. We venture further from nature with every step. Squeezing our stone of her last breath. Her sigh flutters away on thin clouds. None nearly thankful she's so warm and wet. Yet we are oceans. Our beds salting aloud. Washing every grain inside out, no matter where is this forgotten speck. At dawning we surely may break on unused sounds. Unleash and grease up your mighty minds. Leave behind these bonds, unloosen each and every time. Make of light this food from our old home. Taste of colors so rich, sublime. But wander well some thoughts unwound. Test all limits only peripherally bound to give back our swifting rivers, multiply, free up the trees, ensuring that the waters count. Ah, her breath so green, warming our little space, her water so cool, we wish ever for that grace, the possibility, vast yet clear and free, to be satisfied with this old magical place. Is tonight the night we dream of ever-unfolding mystery in this our garden tilled?
Friends of friends.
Show. You just heard Colony by Dronjo Kept by Four. And ahead of that was Anna, a demo from Golden. Phantom Pain ahead of that from Basho. And Chris Skoger reading his poem, Does It Seem Like Akron to Me? And is that a question? Yeah, that's a trip. I think it is a question. Does it seem like Akron to me? You know, how the tone of your voice can make all the difference in the world. I love our brother Chris. So fuck it. Before that, my Mission of Burma. I saw the Mission of Burma brothers last night. They did this festival. It played earlier. But I got to talk to Roger and Clint and Peter. There was a terrible thing. Peter and Clint tried to be on the stage to watch, but they got thrown off by the powers that be. But maybe better view from the crowd anyway. You know, on stage, on the side, it's like, man, I love those cats. And actually, Roger, he did some time with the Destroy All Monsters when Ronnie was playing with them. I remember Ronnie telling me about his parents. I asked him about that because he was a boy there. Good cats, Mission of Burma. And now Peter said he moved to Providence, so when I come around in the fall for the last Third Opera tour, I got to play in Providence. I want to anyway. He said Met Cafe is still happening, so that's where I want to go. Man, I had... We're guessing it was a jack on a lame tuner. There was crackling going through my lines. The sound man, Max, had to EQ out the... He said he EQ'd out the high end and it helped with all this... It was something in between the bass and the direct box. Hard to chase down. It started happening maybe in the fifth tune. And actually, Josh, you know, he helped big time towards the other. He was just holding the jack into that tune. And we'll chase it down. It was a happening gig, I thought. The people... Well, you know, it was this big field here on this island. This was stuff all built for the World Expo 92 or something. And this big field we played out to. And very, very much heart, the people. But about half. You know, it's 25% unemployment here in Spain. And with the young people, it's 50%. I mean, these are hard times for Europe. And it's trippy. But maybe there's a kind of good thing by playing gigs and the release they might get or something. I don't know. And Ig worked his butt off. I'll tell you, he was great, man. Really, much respect. We're at the end of the first hour of May 20, 2012, Watt from Pedro show. Oh, yeah, it's the 300th show, I think. Hold tight for hour two. May 20, 2012. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Watt from Pedro Show. Okay, people, couldn't resist, you know, show number 300. And this month makes 11 years. Me and Brother Matt did that first one. It was beginning of May, 2001. Anyway, to celebrate, I played Spirit of Real Punk there by Wakine. About a year and a half ago in Tokyo, I got to throw a jam with those cats. There might have been like 15 of us in that room, studio, and just, well, they're beautiful. God, I wish I could get some more music from them. I have to write Brother Tack about that. Oh, and last hour, that last chunk of music, it got started off by Make You by Doe. I got on a tangent and spaced like an idiot, like I do so many times. You would think with the experience of 300 shows and 11 years that I would kind of get better at this, but I'm just stumble bum with fucking talking right together. Sorry, I apologize. I don't mean to do it on purpose. That was a great time I had there. That was the same week Nels Klein and Yukahanda got married. That was a trip. I was really hobbling then. I wasn't using crutches. Yeah, I was. I was using crutches. And I remember it was kind of hard to find that pad. It was like a beach town south of Tokyo. And they have trippy address systems there. Mr. Shimmy was having a time finding it. But we got there. I was all sweaty and sticking. You know, I didn't have fancy clothes. Oh, man. I was just happy to be there. So, it's because of that 4x4 record and the gig in Central Park in New York City. Isn't that trippy about music? I can bring folks together or keep them together, as in the case of Dose. Damn, I don't have any Dose to play or Spiel Gushing. When I get home, I will. those records. Oh, by the way, I'm going to have to delay a little bit the El Sueño de Mayanayo because we're not going to be able to tour until January, February. So we'll hold back the record so it's just before that. So everything's fresh. Yeah, it's because of the scheduling conflicts with me, Andrea, Stefano. I hate to give excuses and stuff, but I got a lot of stuff piled up, and so do those brothers, Fratelli. But I can't wait to play with them. They're beautiful. Here's some more music.
E che cos'era davvero che non l'ho capito e non l'ho fatto? Davvero non l'ho fatto e l'ero e non l'ho fatto davvero perché non lo sapevo. E allora non ho capito che cos'era e non l'ho fatto.
Oh, well, that's a trippy song. Sitting here by the sea in my Pedro tent, yellow jacket on the rock next to me. I think of my buddy Byron across from me, 20 mile away. I can't move. I see the pelican just skimming top of the waves. Drafted. I think of the can boat and all them cans. I'd steal that can boat or those cans. It's gotta be harder than some of these rocks. Lots of these boulders are round because they were tossed. Like my buddy Byron. Just some of them cans still sheared, chipped. They don't float. They float. Byron. He hears, he sees, he smells, he feels, he thinks about it.
other man, well, he shot first. The other wouldn't buzz. Well, you're climbing up mountains. You can't see me. Some folks, they like to wear all black. Some folks like to wear white. But I try to stay undressed and stay up every night. Well, you're climbing up mountains. You can't see me. Well, I used to own a barbershop. I want it in a hand. But now the tax is too damn high. I have to get back to the man. Well, I'm climbing up mountains. You can't see me. Folks, it's a big screen like you've seen on TV. Never even put it up, found out it don't suit me. Well, you're climbing up a mountain, you can't see me. I think I'll move to Portland, though I never like the rain. Never bought a raincoat, my own self left the plane. Well, you're climbing up a mountain, you can't see me. She hated me, I swear to God, so much she couldn't see. She had a cold, dead, hard stare and drove a hearse to tea. Well, you're climbing up a mountain, you can't see me.
Watt from Pedro's show. And speaking of all things Italian, there's a couple brothers there from, well, they live in Australia, but their heritage goes back to Italia. And they're called Gallucci, and they have a brand new album, and they had me aboard on that tune. You can hear me talking about cans. I think they call them tainers or something. Short for containers. And after that, we heard Mountain by John Wayne Bro. And then Get a Room by the Rotary Club. Gas Chamber Blues by the Necronomicon. That was that book in those H.P. Lovecraft stories, huh? And, yeah, finished up with May by YGK. Since I figured, hey, it's May. Talia just had a birthday 3 or 4 days ago. Happy B-Day, Talia. She's supposed to be flowing me some more music too. And Petra's got an album coming of a cappella versions of movie themes. Can't wait. And speaking of projects in the works, of course, I got one with a pet called Pelican Man, where we're putting music to Charlie Plymell's libretto called Planet Chernobyl. There's a Chernobyl movie out right now, huh? I saw signs on bus benches and shit. Fuck, I can't remember. Letters from Chernobyl? That word stuck in my mind, and of course, you know, with the Fukushima stuff, and made it very much relevant again. Also, there's another thing that James Williamson was telling me about. Not radiation, but plastic. There's like a huge, mass the size of Texas or something in the Pacific Ocean of this plastic, and it's mutating life forms and becoming its own. I'm not saying the plastic's coming alive, but it's changing the things that it have to live around it and contact them. Fouling our stuff, man. It's like, well, not just like, but it kind of reminds me of like, yeah, I can't hold it and I soil myself and I got to hoof around and I get chafed. Well, maybe they ain't the same thing. Yeah, the consequences, especially for the next shift, are much more dire than getting chafed because you soiled yourself. here's some more tunes. Thank you.
Thank you. You're wrong about virtues of Christianity. And you're wrong if you agree with Sean Hannity. If you think that pride is about nationality, you're wrong. You're wrong when you imprison people turning tricks. And you're wrong about trickle-down economics. If you think that punk rock doesn't mix with politics, you're wrong. You're wrong for hating queers and eating steers if you kill for the thrill of the hunt. You're wrong about wearing fur and not hating Ann Coulter, 'cause she's a cunted cunt. Or you're wrong if you celebrate Columbus Day. And you're wrong if you think there'll be a judgment day. If you're a charter member of the NRA, you're wrong. You're wrong if you support capital punishment. And you're wrong if you don't question your government. If you think her reproductive rights are inconsequent, you're wrong. You're wrong fighting jihad. Your blind faith in God. Your religions are all flawed. You're wrong about drug use when it's not abuse. I hope you never reproduce. You're getting high on the down low, a victim of the COINTELPRO. You're wrong, and we'll probably never know.
What from Pedro Show? You just heard, You're Wrong, by NoFX. Yeah, happening. I love Eric. Eric Melvin, beautiful man. I got to serve with him in the punk rock karaoke troupe. Oh yeah, speaking of, you know, I was talking about all these projects that are coming. Thing that's already done and imminent to be released. In fact, I think it's in 2 days, is the Hand of Man Band. I'm very excited about this. It's a trippy album. It's John Dietrich, Tholeman, Tim Barnes. Nicholas Taupin recorded us 3 days in Austin, Texas. I don't know, it'll be 2 years in August. And it's quite a trip. It's, those guys brought me to a place I haven't been a lot. I'm really grateful for the adventure. It's wild. That trippy album cover too, we're all riding a big worm. Well, I don't know if it's us, but there's some spacemen, tiny ones. Head of NoFX was Legacy Left Behind by Discharge. That's the other side of the single I did with I think it was Todd C's Toys That Kill drummer, Jimmy. Yeah, I can't remember the guitar man, but it was a cover of one of his buddy's songs or something. But anyway, it's a B-side. It was done at Clown Studios and Clown Sounds in San Pedro. Big man Todd, Recess Records. Much, much respect. But we'll play something from his new album a little later in the show. And started off last chunk of music for hour two with Your Hidden Dreams, White Noise. And then ahead of that was the last jam of May 9th, 2012. Matt, Victor, and Taka. Brother Taka went and moved to New York City after Matt did maybe a year before, and he said it was very tough, make a living and stuff. But he got in there, and he says there's a lot of jam, there's a lot of music. So, I mean, he's a beautiful man. And he does he does the Wailer with the drums, man, and his just spirit is just, for me, just so inspirational. There's something about people that are really into music because it represents some kind of, I don't know, what John Coltrane said about a search for a truth. I get caught up in that, you know. all these other things. I just read something about Tommy James and him dealing with roulette and records and Morris Levy. And there's all these other things about music like that that make me pretty sick. And then there's cats like Brother Taka who really believe in it. I mean, on the same kind of playing level I do. And I'm not saying we're better than anybody else, but I just feel, I don't know. Like, fired up. Want to do more and more and more. You know, why not? We reached the end of the second hour, May 20th, 2012. Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. May 20th, 2012. It's the third hour of a Watt from Pedro Show.
I wanna get high, but I don't want brain damage. I wanna get high, but I don't want brain damage. I wanna get high, but I don't want brain damage. I wanna get high, but I don't want brain damage.
Cosmic Shipwreck.
This is a song called Cosmic Shipwreck.
shipwreck. Bio defect. Lifelong reject. Cosmic shipwreck.
Song for the night. Thanks again for everyone for hanging out tonight. Hope it wasn't too loud. Or maybe, I don't know. This is a song called Honeycomb. I think the guitar needs to be a little louder for this song.
Thank you. Stone, come talk to me in the back of the bar. Confessions of a legend.
Show started off the third hour with an interesting collaboration there. Flaming Lips and Lightning Bolt doing I Want to Get High, but I Don't Want Brain Damage. Makes sense. And we heard, like I promised you, something from Toys That Kill, The Nervous Rocks. Following that up is Long Beach's own Cosmic Shipwreck. No, that's the name of the tune, idiot. It's Long Beach's own Rooster Head. And that's something live they got called Cosmic Shipwreck. And we heard Parents and Neighbors. Neighbors spelled the England way with the U. From Papier Tigre, which we would say Paper Tiger, but that's the French way. And they're from France. And they're on tour right now. And, yeah, they're happening cats. Got to play with them last fall. Me and my missing man. God, what'd we share? Six gigs? Something like that. Great man. Great man. So go see him if you can. Terra Melos too. They're out there in Europe. So all you Europe gig goers, I know things are tight, but if you want no money wasted and see some good bands, Papier Tigre, Terra Melos. Terra Melos from Sacramento, California. Sacktown. And then we heard Extreme Workout by Cool Keith in 54-7 What? Brother Cantaro, the bass, man. I have so much respect for that guy. He's a singer, man, 54-7 What guy. Well, Cool Keith took his place for this, but we did a couple gigs with them. And he's kind of given up bass for a bike ride, but he told me he wanted to go back to bass. He actually came and did an interview with Bingo, his singer man. They came to Pedro, came my prac pad. They're really interested in the old days and the difference between East Coast and West Coast. That's what the distance of time it does, makes things like that. Yeah, there was a difference, but you know, the punk scene was so small, I just felt together with all of them in a way. You know, of course, a little closer with the SST guys in Hollywood, but and maybe I knew a little more about Hollywood than New York City. But I don't know. I would try to read all the fanzines to keep up. There was a time when I knew most of what was going on in the punk scene. You know, it was small, and we were connected. It was tight. It was tight. But younger people, they want to know, and I understand that. I'm the same way about older stuff. I still ask the Stooges guys here about questions from, you know, 60s stuff. Because, you know, you want to know how you got where you're at. Like going to this Archive of the Indies or this Alcazar or St. Mary's. Or, well, the legend of this town actually is Hercules built it. So there's a road, some avenue of Hercules. Like he built the place. Here's some more music.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Stay alive, got to stay alive, got to stay alive. fire. Now I'm alone watching flames go higher. Drunk on barbecue, red wine and tequila too.
Pedro Show. You just heard Jessica Lee Mayfield. I think she's serving in Afghanistan right now. She's a mechanic. She also goes by the name Baby Jess. And I think that was recorded at Clown Sounds in Pedro too. A tune of hers called Nervous Lonely Nights. Be careful. Before that, Blue Poles by Black Sparrow Press. Head of that was Boss by Screaming Females. Got to play with them last month. They're from somewhere on the East Coast. New Jersey or... my memory, terrible. It was at the San Pedro Ballet School. I respect Gregor Barr for getting that going. Toys That Kill, too. My name is Sam. By the Warehouse 99 Project started all off. What I'm going to try to do tomorrow night, you know, if I survive my hobbling, the helper man Andrew, he lives in Barcelona. He's originally from Boston, though. But he's going to find flamenco. You know, this is a flamenco town. And D. Boone loved flamenco. So he's going to try to find me, you know, a gig to go to. I think... maybe two, one next door to the other. Maybe one with some students and one with some, I don't know, practitioners? or something. It's going to be something flamenco, something not Mersch. And I'm just hoping. This is the town, right, where a lot of the tradition is. There's another Andalusia town, too, that I wish I could go to, but it's a little far. It's called Granada, and that's got the Alhambra. But anyway, Seville here is, or Sevilla, like they say. It's pretty happening. Now, you know, it's the ocean's 50 miles away down the river. This, what's it called? Guadalcanal? And, yeah, I was telling you, 100 years they had the monopoly on the New World, and the St. Mary, this Cathedral Sevilla, I think it's the largest Gothic one in the world, maybe third biggest church in the world or something I was reading. So there was a lot of bones in this place. It's also the setting of a lot of operas. for some reason. You know, Marriage of Figaro, The Barber of Seville, a whole bunch of guys. I don't know why they said it here, but I think it was, I don't know, on the cusp of something? A lot of that tile work done in the Alcazar, the Renaissance stuff, Italians did. Pretty amazing. I mean, all the cats who added in the gardens there. Oh, my God. And the whole thing with, you can tell more people, you know, it was all about water, right? They're from the desert. So the gardens and the fountains and even this hotel, you know, on the Expo 92 has got the fountains and stuff. Okay, here's our last bit of music.
sound wouldn't make a move. I broke, I tried, I did my best. I flipped that apple around that bed.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Yeah, I started that off with the cover of a Blackbeard song, the Kim In Brothers, Chip and Tony. A cover by the Gyps, which is Mike V's new band. And, yeah, the Mission of Burma did a cover of Dill's song, Class 4, last night. They were saying. And I got to do 1970 with them. Maybe I played it on the show. Somebody gave me a tape. I think I screwed it up. They were playing at the El Rey. And I brought Clint, my bass amp. Then I got two live lobsters in the mail. And I put one in a pot, you know, and he was pushing on the lid and shit. I couldn't eat them. I tried, but it was weird. So, and then I think I gave the other one to Nanny. She let it go in the sea. But they're from the Atlantic, so probably couldn't handle the Pacific. Yeah. You get attached, you know, or involved emotionally. It's different than buying a chow cooked. Oh, yeah, disconnect. Mind Grenade with Happy Now after the Gyps. And Joyce Hotel from Dick Jerky. And following that was Looks Like a 10, but fucks like a 2. Fearless Leader. That's Bob Lee with Sarge. He's played with him years ago, and they've redone a new thing. And finally, The House That Heaven Built by the Japan Droids. I think they're from Vancouver. Not sure. Yeah, so I think next week I'm going to get to do a show with Brother Matt. It's been a while. Now, Brother Matt, he graduated. He got his master's. And cold kicking ass, you know. And doing his teach. Rocking that hard. I have so much respect for him. And get to do a show again with him. Most bitching. Got some guests planned. Have a board. Some repeats like Motoko Honda. Yeah, hopefully Pet with their new album. And some other folks too. The Man Alone thing, you know, is kind of weird for me. I just have to spiel. I can't bounce. My Brother Matt is mine, you know. His persona, he's just... Fuck. Can't help but be in the zone with Brother Matt. He's just... And so I miss him. Carry on, you know. Show number 301, I think, is going to be with Brother Matt, which brings big joy to me. Got these this Stooges gig, very important, of course. They all are very important. Playing my heart out. Playing my brains out. And I got the new outfit, Ig Digs It, this gray thing. It's been the May 20th, 2012 edition of Watt for Pedro Show. Everybody, keep your powder dry.